Hi, everybody. This is a hobo-sode. I forget which number it is. It's up there in the 200s somewhere. All I know is that it's January 3rd, 2020, and this one is brought to you by The Least Creative. He is the sponsor of today's hobo-sode. Thank you, The Least Creative, for supporting the show. All right, today I'm going to call some places that are kind of around a martial arts place on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and I'm going to have a few words with my neighbors. I've got this large list of karate places inside of shopping centers that Max Power sent me back in 2018, and it looks like I've called 24 of them, but then there's just one left, number 25, and it's not really in a shopping center. It's more like just on a street on Hollywood Boulevard, and there's just a couple other businesses around it. Like, they're kind of in the middle of this apartment building on the bottom, and then right around the corner from them is a mailbox place, like a shipping UPS FedEx store type place, and that's what I'm going to call first.
Shipping Hollywood, this is Kimberly speaking.
Hey, Kimberly, it's Sensei Doug from next door, you know, at the martial arts place.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be sending one of my students over with an extension cord, and they're going to plug it in, you know, just there in your lobby area. We got a free plug open.
The lobby, you're calling, right?
Yeah, they're on the corner, right?
Yeah,
I'm right next door. I'm at the martial arts place.
Okay, give me one second if I have anything out here. Hold on. What is it? What's the purpose of it, by any chance?
Just don't worry about it. It's just, you know, we're going to have it plugged in probably overnight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we can't do it.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's fine. It's just, we're just going to try something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
What do you mean, sorry?
Give me one second. Let me pass it to the supervisor right now. Okay?
Oh, you're not even the supervisor? You can't make a decision like that. Yeah, I'll talk to the supervisor. Thank you so much.
Okay, hello?
Hello.
They say you have to go through the leasing office.
Who does? For that. Who says that?
It's the gentleman that's working here, but right now he's in the middle of a transaction with a customer.
Oh, is he the supervisor?
Yeah.
Is he the one that's always looking at me when I walk by?
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, well, no, like, it's fine. It's, you know, just to be a good neighbor, you know, just... If you could just let me use your plug.
Yeah, like he mentioned that it has to go through the leasing office.
No, the leasing office isn't really nearby. You're the closest store to me.
Yeah, there's nothing I can really do about that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, no, you don't even have decision-making abilities. Can you just put the supervisor on? You're just a woman anyway. Oh, what the hell? Made her hang up on me. I'm going to try right back. Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place next door.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm just, I was trying to let that other lady know I'm going to be sending one of my students over in a few minutes. He's going to have an extension cord for you to plug in.
Extension cord for what?
It's just going to power something over here. It's nothing to worry about, though. It's fine.
Okay.
And we're going to have it running overnight. It's going to draw a lot of energy. It's probably going to make the lights dim periodically.
Well, I would have to get approval from the owner if you're going to do that.
Oh, no, it's cool. It's not dangerous or anything. It's just regular electricity stuff.
Where is this going, on the outside of the building?
No, like, we're just going to run it inside your door and just plug it in there in the lobby or whatever. You know, just like...
But our doors are closed overnight.
Yeah, but it's a thin extension cord. I think it'll close on top of it.
I would still need to get approval from the owner.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I can't make that decision.
I have a mailbox there.
Okay, but I would still need to get approval from the owner.
Well, you can't just be like a good neighbor and just let us plug in our extension cord overnight.
I mean, I could let you plug in the extension cord. I don't know about overnight.
Yeah, well, it's gonna like really dim the lights, like just periodically. It's just gonna be like you're gonna hear like a vibration coming from next door too.
I understand that, but like, I mean, if it's gonna dim the light during business hours.
Yeah, well, it's not gonna turn them off. It's just gonna it's gonna make them dim and shake. It's like a low frequency thing we're doing.
Okay, again, I don't know what this is in regards to, but I would still have to get approval from the owner.
Yeah, well, just don't worry about it. You know, just let us plug it in and leave it there overnight.
No, I can't do that.
I don't see why not. It seems like you're just purposely being a bad neighbor for no reason at all.
It's not about being a bad neighbor. I can't make that call. It's not my business.
Are you the one that's, like, always looking at me whenever I walk by in my sensei uniform?
In your sensei uniform?
Yeah. Like, whenever I walk by, there's someone always in there just looking at me.
Which do you think you're calling here?
The one on the corner of Hollywood.
No, this is the one on...
Ah, shit. Okay. Yeah, I thought I was calling the one over on Hollywood. Like, that's the number that's outside the building.
Well, no, you probably got transferred over. This is the main location on...
Oh, I just called the number that's, like, on the, written on the side of the building. Is your number 9?
Yeah, that's the right number. You got transferred over because you didn't pick up at the other, the one on Hollywood.
Okay,
so
well,
just wait a few minutes
just,
and call the number again.
Okay, I'll do that. I mean, it's really stupid of you guys to put the wrong phone number on the building.
It's not the wrong phone number. You got transferred over, like I said.
Well, no, I didn't. I just rang and then you guys picked up. That's all.
Yes, again, you got transferred over.
Did I talk to some other lady there a minute ago?
No, there is no other lady here.
Oh, okay, because I was talking to some lady. She's being a real bitch. I guess they're just not picking up now.
Well, if you want to call us names, then you know you can forget it.
I'm not calling you a name. I'm calling that lady before a real bitch because she's being a real bitch. She's being a bad neighbor.
Okay, well, she's an employee for the same company. But if you want to call her name, then you can forget about it. I'm going to call the Hollywood store and then let them know that you're not allowed to use.
Oh, I'll call them first. Let's see who wins.
No problem.
All right, gotta hurry here. Gotta hurry.
I think I'm gonna help you.
Hey, is this... Oh, your phone's ringing. That's weird. This is Sensei Doug from the store next door, the martial arts place.
How can I help you?
I'm going to be bringing an extension cord over in a minute. One of my students is going to bring it over. It's a young boy, and he's just going to plug it in there in the, you know, just in the front area. It's going to be for a little bit.
Okay, did you guys get an approval?
Well, I'm calling to let you know. We're just going to do it. Like, just... you know, just let us plug it in for a while. It's just
seriously?
Yeah, it's just gonna run down the sidewalk and into
our. Okay, you guys, the way you talk to my coworker here is like a little bit like too rude.
Oh no,
she's a woman.
No,
make a decision.
No, she was being rude to me.
No, I was listening. I think, in the middle of a transaction.
I think she just took it the wrong way. But anyway, we're gonna bring an extension cord in there and just.
No, I still have to get an approval about that.
No, you don't.
Well, I still have to get an approval.
Why? No, you don't. We're next door neighbors. Just let me plug something in.
I understand that we're a neighbor, but I cannot just. I still have to talk to the owner before I can.
To plug something in? Like you have to get permission to plug something in to the wall?
It's not my business. It's not my business.
It doesn't make sense. Like, do you call them before you plug in your phone charger? There he goes. I could hear the lady talking in the background to the other store. And by the way, I did win. I made the call first before the other guy did. I was definitely faster at dialing than him. I mean, I just had to hit Control R, but still, I am the winner. Take that, other shipping store. Okay, I'm going to try the place on the other side of the martial arts place. It is a hotel. It's not attached to their building. It's just right next door. They seem like they're in a good spot to put an extension cord across the parking lot or across an alley. Just a small alley. It's like a walking alley. It's not really a car alley. It's fine.
Downtown, huh?
Oh, hello. Is this the hotel?
It's a motel.
Well, same thing. This is Sensei Doug. Oh, no, it is.
Yeah.
It is the same thing. This is Sensei Doug from next door.
Who?
Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts place next door.
Okay.
You know, the karate place?
Yes, I know. Yeah, how may I help you?
Yeah. I'm going to be sending one of my students over with an extension cord, and he's going to plug it in there in your lobby.
Okay.
He's going to plug it into the wall.
The thing is, our lobby doesn't have an outlet.
Well,
it doesn't work.
We're going to have to put it over the counter then, and you can plug it in back there. Just plug it into your computer or whatever.
Why would they plug it in here, sir?
Just because we're going to try something. So we're just going to have an extension cord run from your place to our place.
I don't know if my manager would let me do that or not, sir.
Oh, let me talk to the manager.
The manager is not here, sir.
Oh, okay.
If you could come at the front desk, if you could come at the property, then we'll speak.
Oh, no, I'm going to send one of my students over. He's just 10 years old. He's going to be over there in just a minute with the extension.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Sensei Doug.
Yeah, can you please send Sean, the owner of the karate company,
Sean is in his office and there's a sock on the door, so I cannot bother him.
Yeah, so I don't know if my manager would let me do it or not. Then.
Oh, it's fine. You're not going to say no to a 10-year-old boy, right?
Yeah, but it's my manager's discretion. It's not about being 10-year-old or 80-year-old, sir.
How about if we drape the orange extension cord up onto the railings up there where the rooms are?
And we'll just. We won't be able to, because that's a hazard, because we have guests coming in and out all the time.
No, it's fine. We'll tape it down with duct tape.
No, I don't think so. That would be available. That's why I want to speak to Sean, sir, if you could do that.
Sean, it says not to bother him.
Yeah, so I don't think then it would work out. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not asking. We need to do this. We need to plug in the extension cord.
Sorry, I can do that. You have to ask, because this is not this is our property. You need permission to do that.
I know. Why can't I have your permission? Yes. Why are you being a jerk?
I'm not being a jerk. I'm just making sure that everything has to be fine, because this is a commercial property and it's my manager's discretion.
Yeah, but it's just a hotel.
And you are not being polite enough. That's why I don't think I'm going to.
Oh, what? It's just because I'm not being polite enough? Come on. I'm a sensei, so I don't have to adhere to society's laws, man. Nobody wants to help me out. And I think that's the only places I can really do that, too. I really want to try that at a more of a shopping center area. So it'll be on a private parking lot, and I can just stretch the orange extension cord all down the sidewalks. Here, let me see if this place is open. It's supposed to be a makeup and hair place right next to the hotel. I'm getting kind of far away, though. I should just go a mile down the road.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this the hair place?
No, this is makeup place.
Well, same thing. Hotel, all motel. Right. This is Sensei Doug from the karate place, the martial arts place. Just right down the sidewalk from you.
Okay.
Are you guys open right now?
No.
Oh, are you at the store right now?
No.
Well, how'd you answer the phone?
No, this is my cell phone.
Oh. Well, anyway, I'm going to come over tomorrow morning with an orange extension cord, and I'm going to plug it in inside your place and just run it out the door over to my place.
No. What do you mean?
Just an extension cord. Just an orange extension cord, so we can have. I'm going to run power from your place all the way to my place.
Why would you do that?
We want to try something. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, we got hung up on. I love that in front of this martial arts place, right in front of the main door, there is a motorcycle. And I just assume that is the motorcycle that Sensei Doug rides to work. Probably wears his karate uniform while riding the motorcycle. Let's see what else is around here. Here's a dentist that's about the same length away as the hairstylist place. It's actually across a street. And right next to them is a yoga place. That could be fun if they're open.
Thank you for calling dentistry. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. The office is currently closed for...
Why would a dentist tell you to hang up and call 911? Doesn't make sense. So here's the yoga place.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Allison.
Hey, Allison, this is Sensei Doug. Hi, I'm at the martial arts place. Just a little bit down the street.
Yeah, I know you guys.
Okay, great. I'm sending one of my students over here in just a minute to your place. And
you're sending a student over? Is that what you just said?
Yes. He just wants to, he's got an orange extension cord that he's running from my place to your place, and he's just going to plug it in there, up at the counter.
Okay, did that get approved by the manager?
Oh, no. This just Just a neighborly thing you're just hoping you could help us out with.
Oh, yeah, totally. Is it like a really large extension cord? Is it a lot of power?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be draining a lot of power. And it's fine to go across the street. We're going to tape it down where the street is.
Okay,
you know?
I will have to get my manager's approval to do that. If you don't mind, did you try to talk to the dentistry down the street or next to us?
Oh, he'd I'm not allowed there anymore. I mean, not even my students are.
Got it. Yeah, I'd have to double check just because we're having, it's kind of a busy day and the cord might be a little distracting.
Doorway. He's going to bring duct tape. He's going to tape it down to the carpet.
Okay, I'll have to double check with my manager. I'm not allowed to approve of that.
Well, I mean,
can I give you a call back?
Do you really have to approve just to plug something into the wall? I mean, come on.
I do. It's a corporate company, so I don't really have say in that. Anything that comes in here, plumbers, anything like that, we have to get approval.
Yeah, but this is just plugging an appliance into the wall, basically.
I understand, but it's not my call, so I have to call my manager.
Well, we don't know where else to take it, because the place won't let us put it in there, the shipping store.
Okay, I understand. It's really not my call. I don't know what else to tell you.
They let us plug it in for a minute, but then they were worried about the lights dimming and brightening like at a regular pace.
Okay,
kind of ominously.
I mean, again, I'll just have to call my manager. I can't approve of that, but I'm letting you know I don't think we're going to be able to because we run a lot of electricity here too, and we need to make sure everything's consistent.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty of electricity here. We just want to try something.
Okay. Again, I have to call my manager. Do you want me to give you a call back?
Can we just do it for like 20 minutes just to see what happens?
I'm so sorry. I can't.
We just want to see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to have to hang up now.
Why?
Would you like me to call my manager or not?
Well, can you put a man on the phone? You know, someone that has decision-making ability. All right. Let's see. I think we're just out of places. I think this episode's just about over. There are a couple of stores right across the street. There's a liquor store, an electric bike store, and a boutique. And stupid Google Maps does not have the phone numbers of any of them on here. So I'm going to type in the names of the businesses and hope that they come up. Awesome. The liquor store did.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this the liquor store?
Yes.
Hey, this is Sensei Doug from across the street, you know, at the martial arts place.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm the one, like, every time I walk by your store, you're always looking at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you always looking at me for like that?
I don't understand, actually.
Whenever I walk by, you're just looking at me. You know?
Okay.
I'm that guy. I'm Sensei Doug. You're always admiring me as I walk. Anyway, I'm going to send one of my students over there with an extension cord. We're gonna stretch an extension cord across the street into your place, and I need you to plug it in behind the counter.
Today?
What?
You have anything you buy or not?
Oh, no, he can't buy anything. He's only 10 years old.
Well, you give me a call for 5 o'clock.
Oh, no. He's going to come over right now with an extension cord, and you need to plug it in under the counter.
I don't know, actually. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come over. A 10-year-old boy is going to come to your store, and he's going to plug in an extension cord. And
he's coming. It's about maybe on the way.
Yeah, he'll be right there with his extension cord that you need to plug in.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
If Anand is coming, then this guy is have an idea.
Hey, look, don't you worry about it, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker, what is the problem?
Hey, don't call me a motherfucker. I'm a fucking sensei.
Hey, motherfucker, stop it, stupid guy.
Hey, don't call me a stupid guy, motherfucker. I finally figured out a word that he understood. All right, I think I can see the electric bike store phone number on their door. Can't see the area code, but I think I know what it is.
Church speaking.
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from across the street at the martial arts place.
Hey, how's it going there?
Pretty good. Yeah, I'm gonna send one of my students over with an orange extension cord. He's gonna.
Okay.
We're gonna stretch it from our place to your place. He's just gonna plug it in.
For any reason?
Yeah. We're just gonna try something, just for a little while. How late are you open tonight?
Hang tight. 1 second.
Okay.
1 second. I gotta actually put money in the meter right next door, so I'll actually just run over real quick. Hang tight.
Okay.
You're at the Marshall's. Let me just run in real quick. I gotta put money in the car. I'll be right there.
Wait, no. It's okay. I'm sending a student over. He's gonna plug in an orange extension cord.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I'm just a little confused. Like, what's the purpose behind it? You're plugging in an extension into our store.
Yeah. Just for a little bit of power. You know, we just want to try something.
Yeah, I know. It's just an odd request. I don't understand. Like. you just want to use our power?
Yeah, basically. It might dim the lights a little bit, but it should be fine. And we can't have you coming in here right now.
I'm sorry. I don't think we could do that. We can't afford to, if our power goes out for whatever reason, we can't afford to do that.
If it goes out, you just turn the breaker back on.
Yeah, I mean, but is there not like another store or another unit right within your same building that might be able to do the same thing?
Yeah, well, there's the mailbox place next door, but they won't do it anymore after, you know, ever since the incident.
Yeah, I mean, so what incident is this?
It's pretty much none of your business.
Okay, well, if it's none of our business, then I'd rather not be involved. I'm sorry. We won't be able to accommodate.
No, you're being kind of a shitty neighbor. Like, first...
So you're telling me you want to just take your plug, plug it into our store, and there's a possibility something might go wrong with our store because of something that happened previously because of an incident, and I'm being a shitty neighbor,
you're
just telling me that you don't even ask if we can please do it. You just tell me that I'm bringing a student into your store. How does that work?
Well,
I think you're being the shitty neighbor. That's not even a reasonable request. First, it's called, hey, this is what's happening in our store. Can I please do this? You don't just tell someone, hey, I'm bringing someone into your store to plug my thing into your store.
Well, it's none of your business what we're doing. You know, we just...
Well, if it's none of my business, then leave it alone. Then call somebody else. It has nothing to do with us.
I tried. Nobody else will do it. The guy at the liquor store, like,
cursed
at me.
Well, then maybe it's the approach that you're actually giving. Maybe you should actually ask nicer and tell us what's going on. We're not just going to let someone just plug their stuff into our store, and then I'm not going to have someone speak to me like this.
Like, you're the one yelling at me, motherfucker. Like, you're just...
You just told me that I'm a shitty neighbor? Like, who are you, dude?
Yeah, but you're yelling
at
seriously.
Me. Seriously.
Like, you are being a shitty neighbor if you're yelling at me.
What the fuck?
Oh, that was great. He said, what the fuck? I was hoping he'd have some more to say before he hung up the phone, but nope. All right, I think I found the number to the boutique. I think this is going to be the last call I make. Oh, hey, is this the boutique?
Excuse me?
Is this the boutique?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is Sensei Doug. I work at the martial arts place right across the street from you.
Yes.
I'm going to be sending one of my students over there with a power transceiver. It's going to be a large machine, and we're going to set it up in the display window of your store.
I see. I have to see you, okay?
Yeah, well, no, we're definitely going to do it. The city said we can't stretch extension cords across the road.
I have to see you, okay, and I have to approve it.
Okay.
Anyway, send it. Bye.
Okay, well, it's going to be...
Hello?
Hey, they're already on their way over. I sent them out to my van, and they're going to wheel it around the corner and bring it into your store.
Listen,
it's a couple...
I don't know what you're talking about, okay? I don't know. What do you want to put in my window?
It's going to transmit and receive large amounts of electricity. It's going to beam it back and forth across the road.
And this one is for everyone right here in the street.
What?
For everyone.
No.
You have to put in every place.
Oh no, we're just gonna have one in our window, and you have one in your window, and we're gonna beam large amounts of electricity back and forth across the road, like millions of volts. In fact, we're gonna put.
This is the.
We're gonna put
the government. This is the government. Okay.
The government? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, no, no. I'm just a sensei. I'm over here at the martial arts place. I love that the windows over at the martial arts place has all these little kids just doing martial arts on each other, kicking each other in the face and stuff. And these people are all looking across the street, waiting for these kids to come over with equipment and extension cords and stuff like that. That was the last place. Let's see if I can get through to the actual martial arts place.
Right.
Oh, hey, is Doug around?
Who do you want to speak to, sir?
Sensei Doug?
I think you have the wrong studio.
Oh, well, I'm at the boutique across the street.
The boutique. What company, studio are you calling? What's the name of it?
Well, it's Los Angeles. Aren't you the one, like, right next to the mailbox store and the hotel?
We're next to... Yes.
Yeah, it's a mailbox store.
But there's no one named Doug at our studio.
Oh, well, he just called us. He said that he said that you guys were going to send over some of your students with some sort of a device to put in our window that was going to beam electricity back and forth between our stores.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Was that
to the Ben or why? I don't know anything about that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's odd.
Was that your boss or something?
No, for martial arts?
Yeah, the one right across the street from us. We're at the little boutique next to the bike store.
Right, yeah. And someone called you and said, what again?
They said they were going to install some kind of a transmitter for electrical energy to be shot back and forth across the store between our two locations.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's kind of weird. I don't even know what that is. So I'm glad you called.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let anyone come in. Is there a number that they called you, sir?
Yeah, that came from your number. They said a couple of your students... They were like 10-year-old boys. They were out behind our place, like getting into your van to wheel the equipment over.
You got the wrong place because we don't even have a van.
Oh well, no, that's just what they told. That's just what they told me. You know.
Oh, that's what they said, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
What number came up on your screen?
Your number is 85. Yeah, they said that like anybody crossing between the path, like people in cars. Like, it would make their ears hot as they drove by and, like, make their hair kind of hot because of all the wireless electricity transmission stuff.
Right. And what's your name again?
Do you guys do stuff like that there? Is it, like, a science project?
What's your name again?
My name is Brad.
B-R-A-D. And what's the name of the store?
That's the boutique. The boutique. So are you the sensei that's always, like, looking at me like you want to fight whenever you walk by?
Okay, all right, take care. All right, bye.
Oh, okay. He doesn't want to play along. He's a very even-tempered sensei. It's all those years of sensei training. So, okay, I think that's the end of today's Hoboso. This one has been brought to you by The Least Creative. You can blame him for these very uncreative ideas of mine, where I'm simply calling up stores and asking them if I can plug in an extension cord. That's what this show has become. Me asking if I can use an outlet. I apologize on The Least Creative's behalf. But thank you anyway, The Least Creative, for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode.
Hello, Basils.
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug from the karate place.
Okay.
You know, just down the plaza a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, like, do you think from now on when I walk by, could you guys just be a little bit more respectful and bow toward me? Because I am a sensei. And, you know, sometimes I have students with me, and it doesn't make it look like I'm very well respected here in the plaza if you're not bowing at me.
Okay.
So, like, when I walk by from now on in my sensei uniform, could you just instruct the employees there to bow to me?
All right. That's fine.
Okay, I'd really appreciate it. It's just weird when you don't, because you know everyone else here in the plaza does, but you guys, it's like you
everybody else in the plaza does.
For the most part, yeah, except for the new people, and I always go in and have a talk with them, but it seems like you guys never do.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on 1 second so you can talk to the owner here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug from the dojo, from the karate place.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you guys could just be more respectful when I walk by.
When I was what?
Could you be more respectful when I walk by?
Why? What happened?
Well, every time I walk by, you guys don't stop what you're doing and bow toward me.
What?
I just need everyone there when I walk by.
Bow to you?
Yeah.
To bow to you?
Yeah, because usually I walk by and you guys just look at me. You don't bow to me or anything, and sometimes I'm walking.
Bow to you? Why should I bow to you?
Well, because I...
Do you bow to me when you walk by?
No, I would if you guys would bow to me first, but I'm a sensei.
Wow.
So
are you okay, man? Are you all right? Is this the owner?
Yeah, it's Sensei Doug. And I'm a sensei, so you bow to me first, and then I bow back to you. That's how it works.
Is this the owner next door of the dojo place?
Yeah, but yes, it is. Sometimes I'm walking by with my students, though, and you guys don't bow toward me, and it makes it look like nobody respects me in this plaza.
No one respects you in this plaza.
Yeah, you need to... I command respect. You need to show me respect.
Command respect? Are you on crack or what? Are you on drugs or what, man?
No,
is everything all right with you? Is everything all right? I'm over here at dojos. I don't see nothing.
Yeah, I'm upstairs.
Are you okay?
I'm in the back. Like, stop banging on my window. It's not even open yet.
Well, open the door then so I can see you.
No,
I know who you are.
I'm just letting you know on the phone. Just.
I want to know who it is. Could I see? I know the owner. This doesn't sound like the owner.
No, I'm not the owner. This is Sensei Doug. I'm one of the teachers here. I work with Coach Kevin.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter if Coach Kevin walks by. He's not a sensei. I'm an actual sensei. So I just need you, like, just you and all the other employees to stop what you're doing and bow.
Are you all right, man?
I'm fine. Why do you keep asking if I'm all right?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who is this, please?
Who are you? Who the fuck is this? This is like the third person I talked to there.
Yeah, you're telling people that you're me.
You? Who are you?
I'm Kevin.
No, this is Sensei Doug.
Sensei who? Doug?
Sensei Doug. I work at the dojo. You don't work here. Who do you think you are?
Sensei Doug.
Yep.
You're nuts, dude.
I'm not nuts, and I don't appreciate the... You're not respecting me at all. Like, nobody respects me, it seems like, in the plaza.
Nobody does respect you. You're crazy, and you're full of shit. Oh, excuse my language, man.
Yeah,
you're just upsetting people. And you're calling people and telling them that you're me?
No,
you're impersonating me?
I did not say that. I said I'm Sensei Doug.
Sensei Doug, what style do you teach, Doug?
I teach all the styles. Like, more styles than
all the...
Yep.
Okay, you want to come in for an audition?
No, I don't need to. I work there already. I'm just saying, like, when I walk by, people need to...
Please don't tell people you work in my school. We don't hire psychopaths.
I'm not a psychopath, and I don't appreciate the accusation.
Yes, you are, dude. You're batshit crazy.
I am not, and that's the same amount of disrespect that everyone gives me every time I walk by. They don't bow
to
me.
Chances are you get that disrespect because you're batshit crazy. And you're trying to stir up problems, and you're impersonating me.
No, I never impersonated you. Who said I impersonated
you? So we're going to find you. I'm going to track down who you are, and you're going to answer to this.
Oh, is that a threat?
I'm going to call the FBI line. Both of my parents are FBI. I'm going to call the local sheriff and let him know you're trying to start problems.
The local sheriff?
The property manager was just here.
Your cousin?
Doug, don't ever tell people you're me again.
No, I never said I was you. I said I'm Sensei Doug.
You're not Sensei Doug.
I am.
You're batshit crazy dude, Doug. He needs to quit lying to
people. That's very disrespectful. You take that back.
I'm not taking it back. Bye, Doug.
You better take it back.
Go fuck off.
Hey. Shit.